Oh, I'll keep this short. I've just got home and I'm walking the dog, who seems quite happy to be out on this beautiful night. There's a crescent moon hanging in a blue night sky, and I've got that weird feeling you have when you leave a festival. I know it's weird, and I know it's probably connected to sleep deprivation, but you've made some really amazing connections, not just with other people, but I guess in the mind, the neural net, and the things you've learned and the experience you get from that, and the things you've learned from people, and the things you've enjoyed to do with people, you kind of don't want to leave it behind. And so quite often you have this kind of feeling, don't you, when you might have been on an amazing holiday or a great festival, and you kind of just have strange pangs when you go. And I know I've been to a great event when you feel that. And if it wasn't for people like Codeworks, Herb Kim at the helm, and Jolie and the team, you wouldn't come across events like this. So, not saying they do all events. I've done quite a few in the northeast that I've been to, that's for sure. Fantastic. That wasn't me, that was a train. And that other tinkling sound is the dog. I'm holding a lead and an iPhone, couldn't possibly have a Wii, although I do need one. So yeah, wonderful. Some real good done over the last couple of days, and it's amazing to see how much work and how little sleep people put them through. How much sleep deprivation can be ignored, I guess, in a way, while people focus on the job in hand. And there's no payment for these coders other than the knowledge. And that goes for the artists and creatives from the cultural sector who, you know, stay up all night and talk and brainstorm and flesh out the issues and make things happen as well. They're working with the idea of doing something good as being the reward. That's wonderful. And I definitely get more of this kind of sense, this pang from events like that. If you kind of saw the Culture Code hashtag fly by in the timeline, go back and have a look, and I'll retweet it at some point, the Storify link, which is where I'm at the moment trying to curate as much as possible. There's loads of stuff. I've got so many photographs that kind of need to be tagged and put up, and there's probably other people's stuff that will start coming out of the woodwork. So please tag it, Culture Code, and if I can find it, I'll try and pull it in if I feel it's relevant to the overall story. The Storify already covers three events over the 3 days of Culture Code, so you get an all-round feel as it is. But what I don't think I've captured is the sentiment, because some things were retweeted multiple times, and there was a lot of thank yous, and somebody in Twitter said there's a lot of backslapping in the Culture Code timeline, and I said I'm afraid that's a case of credit where credit's due for some of the people that did great work. But it's definitely worth checking out. So if you're doing a hack yourself, have a look at how Codeworks did it. The venue was fantastic. I mean, Tyneside Cinema just has some weird aura around it, which I think is very conducive to creative thinking and working and enjoying of arts and media as it is. So it was a no-brainer in that respect. I'm going to go back round a block, have a large plate of pasta to sit on top of the 50 or so slices of pizza I must have eaten over the last 2 days, maybe a small glass of wine before the week ahead, which is crazy busy again. Thanks for everybody who I interacted with and who I learned from and who I shared some wonderful times in Newcastle over the past couple of days and over the past few weeks that Culture Code has been happening. Sad to kind of see it finish, but it reached its natural end on this occasion, and I think it more than achieved what it set out to do. A meaningful joining up of the culture sector and the creative tech individuals who were able to channel data streams into inspirational projects which otherwise may never have existed.